Hola, and welcome to today's Pro Spanish lesson, where we're going to squeeze, we're going to concertina the first three lessons from the Levels 1 to 6 course, and we're going to condense all this down into 5 minutes. Okay, so this is going to be quite a feat, and in the Levels 1 to 6 course, everything is sequenced in a specific way so that it's memorable and impossible to forget. We're not going to be able to do that in these 5 minutes, so we're going to use a grid, a kind of different system. I'm going to present it on a grid, and you can kind of screenshot that and use that for your own use at a later date. So we're going to start off with, I'm going to call it column two, you'll see why later. I'm going to start off with some infinitive verbs. That just means like a to-do word. So we're going to use hablar to speak, think of blah, 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 to speak. Comprar, to buy. Comer, to eat. Hacer, to do. Ver, to see. Venir, to come. Pedir, to order or to ask for. And as I just said, there's no way you can remember all those if you're completely new to this. So just rely on the English for the moment. We'll practice, and I'll show you how we're going to, you know, how much Spanish you can use just from this 5 minute presentation I'm going to give you. But don't expect to remember it all now as you would do in the actual course. Okay, so those are our verbs. So just have a quick look. How do you say to eat? Comer. How do you say to see? Ver. How do you say to speak? Blah, blah, blah. Hablar. Good. Okay. Now we're going to work our way backwards, and we're going to go to column one now. Okay. Or column one, depending on which way you're looking at it. So column one, we're going to start off with I want. And I want is quiero, quiero, quiero. And then we're going to have I can, which is puedo, puedo, puedo. And then we're going to have I need, necesito, necesito, a bit like necessary, necesito. And then we're going to have acabo de, which is I have just, I have just. And then we're going to go down to you. So do you want, quieres, and can you, or you can, puedes. Okay, so how do you say I can? Puedo. Go down to the you. How do you say you can or can you? Puedes. How do you say I need? Necesito. How do you say I have just? Acabo de. Okay, and how do you say I want? Quiero. Not quiero. So it's a Q-U is a K sound. Quiero. Okay, so we just quickly put a couple of one and twos together. So how would you say I want to eat? I want to eat. So one from column one, one from column two. How do you say I want to eat? Quiero comer. Quiero comer. Quiero comer. How do you say I want to speak? I want to speak. Quiero hablar. How would you say I need to come? I need to come. What would that be? I need to come. Necesito venir. Necesito venir. How would you say can I? Because I can and can I, it's the same thing. Can I? How would you say can I come? Puedo venir. Puedo venir. Can I come? Okay, so let's head on to column three. And column three is going to be algo, something, algo, something. And then we're going to learn with me and with you. Conmigo, contigo. Conmigo, contigo. With me, with you. And then we'll just add in paella, paella. And of course, here it could be any food and drink. Or any kind of object, depending on what we want to say. So paella, paella. So very quickly, what is the word for something? Algo. How do you say with me? conmigo. Good. So let's put 1, 2, and 3 together. How would you say, can I come with you? Can I come with you? What would that be? Puedo venir contigo. Puedo venir contigo. How would you say, do you want? So you want, do you want, do you want to come with me? What would that be? Do you want to come with me? ¿Quieres venir conmigo? ¿Quieres venir conmigo? Do you want to come with me? ¿Quieres venir conmigo? How would you say, can you speak with me? So can you speak to me? Can you speak with me? What would that be? ¿Puedes hablar conmigo? ¿Puedes hablar conmigo? And you can see that obviously in all of these, in these three columns, you can substitute. So as you're learning, as you're picking up more vocabulary, you can slot them into these columns. So for example, let's add into column 3. We won't write it in there, but just let's say español, Spanish, español. So how would you say, can you speak Spanish? Can you, you can, speak Spanish? What would that be? ¿Puedes hablar español? ¿Puedes hablar español? Okay, let's just add in a little thing, a little it, in between 2 and 3. We're just going to put it in brackets because we won't always require it. So if we want to say it, like to buy it, to eat it, to do it, to see it, to order it, the it is lo, L-O, lo. And it sticks onto the end of the word. We're going to put it in brackets because obviously we can't stick it onto each of these words here. So lo is it. So comer lo is to eat it. Okay, so how would you say, I need to see it. I need to see it. What would that be? Necesito verlo. Necesito verlo. Necesito verlo. How would you say, I have just done it? It works, it kind of works out as I have just to do it. But obviously in English we say I've just done it. So how would you say, I have just to do it? I have just done it. Acabo de hacerlo. Acabo de hacerlo. How would you say, can you do it? Can you do it? Puedes hacerlo. Puedes hacerlo. And of course, again, word, new vocabulary that you pick up on the way, you might have in your third column tomorrow, mañana. Can you do it tomorrow? Puedes hacerlo mañana. Puedes hacerlo mañana. Can you come tomorrow? Puedes venir mañana, etc. Okay, we're going to add in a column naught, and the column naught is just no. So to make any of these negative, so I don't want, I can't, I don't need, I haven't, just, we just put no at the beginning. No quiero, I don't want. No puedo, I can't. So how would you say, I can't come with you? I can't come with you. What would that be? I can't, I no can come with you. No puedo venir contigo. No puedo venir contigo. How would you say, I don't need to do it? I don't need to do it. What would that be? No necesito hacerlo. No necesito hacerlo. How would you say, I haven't just ordered? I haven't just to order. What would that be? I haven't just ordered. No acabo de pedir. No acabo de pedir. How would you say, let's forget the no for a minute. How would you say, because it's a useful phrase, how would you say, I've just ordered something. I've just ordered something. So 1, 2, 3, what would that be? Acabo de pedir algo. Acabo de pedir algo. Okay, we're going to go further, I'm not sure which way you're looking at it on the screen, but we're going to go minus one. And we're going to put some question words in there. We're going to go, what? ¿Qué? ¿Qué? We're going to go, ¿dónde? Where? And we're going to say, ¿cuándo? When? So, ¿qué? What? ¿Dónde? Where? And ¿cuándo? When? So, not all of these, but most of these will probably be used with the you ones. So how would you say, what do you want to do? What do you want to do? How would you say that? ¿Qué quieres hacer? ¿Qué quieres hacer? So minus one, one, two. ¿Qué quieres hacer? How would you say, when do you want to do it? When do you want to do it? ¿Cuándo puedes hacerlo? ¿Cuándo puedes hacerlo? When can you do it? ¿Cuándo puedes hacerlo? How would you say, where do you want to eat? Where do you want to eat? ¿Dónde quieres comer? ¿Dónde quieres comer? How would you say, when can you come? When can you come? ¿Cuándo puedes venir? ¿Cuándo puedes venir? So as I mentioned before, obviously you can add in, as you're learning, all sorts of vocabulary into all of these columns. It might be useful to do a screenshot of the grid that we have. But also remember, if you're wanting to take a serious approach to your learning of Spanish, and you're wanting to do this in a progressive way over the first few lessons, then go to prospanish.co.uk, where you can download the full Levels 1 to 6 course.